From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Henry Epp. The Vermont Attorney General's Office says a judge's ruling that allows retired Attorney General William Sorrell to be deposed in a public records case is in keeping with the office's defense of privacy rights. In a statement today, the Attorney General's Office said a Wednesday ruling denied a request by the Energy and Environmental Legal Institute to depose three assistant attorneys general, and it sets limits in the deposition of Sorrell, which is scheduled for Monday. The Institute is asking for public records that could be contained in Sorrell's private email account. The broader issue is whether the former attorney general was involved in a coordinated multi-state investigation into ExxonMobil and climate change. Institute attorney Matthew Hardin says they're looking forward to questioning Sorrell. A group called Vermonters for a Clean Environment wants stricter sound standards for ridgeline wind turbines, and they say lawmakers are sabotaging their efforts. Annette Smith is the executive director of the group. She's filed a public records request seeking all correspondences between the members of the Legislative Committee on Rules and energy lobbyists.
And to watch LCAR's members whittle away at the rule was just so egregious. So we decided it's time for sunshine so that Vermonters can understand the role that the wind industry is playing in influencing our legislators.
Senator Ginny Lyons is a member of the committee. She says allegations that she's in the pocket of the wind industry is, quote, unfounded and unfortunate, unquote. The committee is expected to issue a final decision on the proposed sound standards at its meeting next Thursday. St. Johnsbury is examining its options for repairing or replacing the aging building that houses its police, firefighters, and dispatchers after a report harshly criticized its condition. The town has been awarded a $60,000 grant to study plans for its public safety building. State officials say they've seen record rates of the tick-borne disease anaplasmosis this year, and they're advising Vermont residents to keep an eye out for ticks between now and Thanksgiving. The health department says tick-related hospital visits increase this time of year when adult ticks come out to feed before winter. If you find a tick, officials say to keep an eye out for symptoms of illness like fever, headaches, and joint pain. And the discount retailer Target plans to open its first Vermont store at the University Mall in South Burlington in October 2018. The company has signed a lease for a 60,000-square-foot store to open next year. When it opens, Target will have stores in all 50 states. The Eye on the Sky forecast for today, mostly sunny and warm this afternoon, highs in the upper 60s to low 70s, winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.